Continuing the conversation this morning around people being moody.
So if you're in a relationship then and you're living with a moody person, Dr. Julie, what steps can a person take to cope without feeding into this vicious cycle?
Hire a divorce lawyer. Next question.
No, not the first step. Not first step. But I think that's a great question. And if you need to feel well, so that has to always be the goal. And I will tell you, it is so hard to feel well if you're walking on eggshells. It's actually impossible. But what you need to do is stop absorbing their mood. So if this is your partner or your spouse, just simply tell them, look, I'm here to support you, but I won't be mistreated. And that includes the silent treatment, because moody people seem to think that they can control other people by how they behave. So one trap we all fall into, though, and when these people treat us a certain way, we ask ourselves, or we even ask them, what did I do wrong? Like, what's causing this? And if they're a hot, cold, moody person, you likely did nothing wrong. They are looking for somewhere to offload their emotions, and that's on you. So don't match their intensity. You know, stay calm, simply don't engage. If they refuse to talk, accept it. Don't chase around trying to like get them to talk about their feelings. Please tell me what's wrong. Like, I don't want you to feel this way. This is also a super important thing. Talk to your friends, your family, even a therapist, so you're not dealing with this alone. Because what ends up happening is you start to feel like you're the root of this problem. And if the other person consistently refuses to take accountability and their mood swings are affecting your mental or physical health, it might be time, as you just pointed out, Sean, to reevaluate that relationship.
Yeah, relationships are challenging enough. There can be so many wonderful things happen in it, but if you are involved with someone that has mood swings 24/7, that's hard. That is hard.
It's very hard.
And you put kids in the mix and other things.
Oh, very
true. Wow.
Yeah, and I think the piece is if they're not willing to address it. Like if they're dealing with a mood issue, but they're willing to say, okay, I'm going to look at this. But we're talking about the people who are using this mood as a way to control you and other people so they don't have to deal with their own underlying stuff. So if a relationship, just ask yourself, is this relationship with my coworker, my friend, whoever it is, causing me anxiety because I don't know what their reaction is going to be? And they actually don't care about this impact on me. They really, truly don't care. Recognize your own worth. You don't have to stay in a relationship that drains you.
Thank you. Where can people track Dr. Julie Galthorpe down?
Look us up at galthorpetherapist.com and follow us on social media at Dr. Julie Galthorpe, RSW.